ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम fifth canto, chapter 12, text number 5, chapter entitled Mohini Murti Bewilders Lord Shiva. So we'll recite the verse. Adiyant asya yan madhyam idam anyad aham bahi yato vyayasya naitani तत् सत्यं ब्रह्म चिद्भवान्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग प्लीज रिपीट। आदि द बिगनिंग, अंतो एंड द एंड, अस्य ऑफ दिस मैनिफेस्टेड कॉस्मोस और एनीथिंग मटेरियल और विजिबल, यत दैट विच मध्यम बिटवीन द बिगिनिंग एंड द एंड द सस्टेनेंस इदम दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन अन्यत एनीथिंग अदर देन यू अहम द रॉन्ग मेंटल कंसेप्शन bahi outside of you yataha because of avyasya the inexhaustible na not etani all these differences tat that satyam the absolute truth ब्रह्म द सुप्रीम चित स्पिरिचुअल भवान योर लॉर्डशिप। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद श्री प्रभुपाद की। द मैनिफेस्ट द अनमैनिफेस्ट फॉल्स ईगो एंड द बिगिनिंग मेंटेनेंस एंड एनहाइलेशन ऑफ दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑल कम फ्रॉम यू the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because you are the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Absolute Spirit Soul, the Supreme Brahman, such changes as birth, death and sustenance do not exist in you. Please repeat after me. The manifest, the unmanifest, false ego and the beginning, maintenance and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation all come from you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because you are the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Absolute Spirit Soul, the Supreme Brahman, such changes as birth, death and sustenance do not exist in you. Shilpapar Parpur. According to the Vedic mantras, yato va imani bhutani jayante, everything is an emanation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 7.4, भूमिरापो नलो वायु खमनो बुद्धिरेव च अहंकारा इति मे भिन्ना प्रकृतिरष्टदः। अर्थ वाटर फायर एयर ईथर माइंड इंटेलिजेंस एंड फॉल्स ईगो ऑल टुगेदर दीज एट comprise my separated material energies. In other words, the ingredients of the cosmic manifestation also consist of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean, however, that because the ingredients come from Him, He is no longer complete. Punnasya punnamadaya punnaiva avashishyate. Because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. Thus the Lord is called avyaya, inexhaustible. Unless we accept the absolute truth as achinte bheda bhed, simultaneously one and different, we cannot have a clear conception of the absolute truth. The Lord is the root of everything. Aham adihi devanam. He is the original cause of all the devas or demigods. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Everything emanates from Him. In all cases, nominative, objective, positive, negative, and so on, whatever we may conceive of in this entire cosmic manifestation is in fact the Supreme Lord. For Him, there are no such distinctions as this is mine and this belongs to someone else, because He is everything. He is therefore called avyaya, changeless and inexhaustible. Because the Supreme Lord is avyaya, He is absolute truth, the fully spiritual Supreme Brahman. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur On Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Darati Svapadantikam Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Mukam karoti vachalam angum langhayate girim yat kripatam aham vande shri guru dinatarinam jay shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita ganadha shiva sadi gaur bhakta vinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The manifest, the unmanifest, false ego, and the beginning, maintenance, and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation all come from You, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because You are the Absolute Truth, the Supreme Absolute Spirit Soul, the Supreme Brahman, such changes as birth, death and sustenance do not exist in You. First of all, I would like to seek the blessings of all the present Vaishnavas here so as to do this service to please Krishna and Srila Prabhupada and the Guru Parampara. So this verse is a continuation of the glorification spoken by Lord Shiva and yesterday we heard beautiful description of the different qualities as spoken by Lord Shiva, and it was very wonderfully explained. So, in this particular verse, it is being established that how Lord is the source of everything. whatever is there in this cosmic manifestation, everything is coming from the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Soul or the Supreme Brahman. And Srila Prabhupada quotes the verse from Bhagavad Gita, how to establish this point that how everything is coming from Krishna, like earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, everything. So it includes everything. So everything is coming from Krishna. Then Prabhupada says that this does not mean, however, that because the ingredients are coming from Him, He is no longer complete. You know, something is coming from God, then the God or the Lord from whom the ingredients are coming, He becomes null and void. That's what the Mayavadis, they say that Lord becomes zero if everything is taken away from the Lord. So, but Prabhupada here quotes invocation verse from Isha Upanishad to establish this principle. Although ingredients are coming from the Lord, everything is coming from the Lord, but the Lord has His own personality, has His own individuality. So Prabhupada says, because He is the complete whole, Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vishishyate. So many complete units emanate from Him, but He remains the complete balance. And then Prabhupada says, therefore the Lord is called Avyaya, inexhaustible. And this word is being mentioned in the translation, and Prabhupada is basically focusing on this particular word, that how, if although everything is coming from Krishna, it doesn't mean that Lord get exhausted. He has no personality. Thus the Lord is called Avaya, inexhaustible. So everything is Krishna. Everything around us is Krishna in the form of His energy. Prabhupada says, if you want to understand everything is God, everything is Krishna, then you have to have an understanding of the Achintya Bheda Abheda Siddhant, simultaneously one and different. Without this understanding, you cannot have a clear conception of the Absolute Truth. Just like if there is a sunlight coming in this room, sun rays are coming, we can say, yes, there is a sun. But sun is in the form of His energy. It's not like that the sun has come, you know. So sun is there, but He is there in the form of His energy. So similarly, the Lord, through His different energies, He is present everywhere. He is present even in our hearts. He is present all around. Although everything is coming from Him, it doesn't mean the Lord becomes the void, inexhaustible. So Prabhupada says He is aware. He is not exhausted. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnaiva Vishishyate. The personality of God is perfect and complete. Although from the complete from Him, the emanations come from Him. So many emanations are coming from Him as this phenomenal world. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete by itself. And because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. So this verse establishes that although Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, but still the Lord has His own personality, has his own individuality. It doesn't mean that he is just exhausted. Therefore, the Lord is called Avaya. And Mayavadis, they take advantage of this verse. So Mayavadi, they say, although the Lord is called complete whole, and so many complete units come from him, what goes into him is also complete, what comes out, it also complete, and but still complete whole remains the complete. So whatever is coming out is also complete, whatever is going in also complete, and the Lord is also complete. That means everything is one. There is no distinction. That's what the Mayavadis talk about. Just like an example can be taken of an ocean. So they say that from the ocean, if you take out few buckets of water, the ocean remains the same. And if you put few buckets of water in the ocean, ocean remains the same. So there is no difference. So they say soul is also complete and Lord is also complete. Both are complete. So both are same. So Srila Prabhupada, in the purport to this verse, in invocation, establishes or smashes this concept of Mayavad by establishing the form of Krishna, the personality of Krishna. That how Krishna is a person, although so many different emanations are coming from him, but he remains a complete balance. So here complete whole is referring to the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. Although from the complete whole so many units are coming out, those units which are coming out from the complete whole, they are perfectly acute to function, to perform its function. They are perfectly acute to perform its function. And that function is the self-realization. All those units that are coming from the complete whole is complete in the sense that they are completely acute to perform its function as a soul. So complete whole is independently complete, and the emanations that are coming from the complete whole are dependently complete. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport gives an example of a hand. And Srila Prabhupada says the hand is perfectly acute to perform its function to the degree it is connected to the body. If this hand is cut and put it on a road, it cannot perform its function. It just become rotten and decay and spoil. You know, even people will not even like to go to this place where the hand is just cut from the body. So but the hand thinks that today I will perform the function of legs. Suppose this hand thinks that I will perform the function of the legs. It cannot perform its function because it is perfectly acute to perform its own function. So it cannot compete with the legs that, oh yes, or I would like to perform the function of the eyes. So every soul, every emanation coming from the Lord has been perfectly acute to perform its own function. Therefore, there is no reason for competition. If the hand try to compete with the legs or hand try to compete with the eyes, you know, there will be a lot of problem in the body. So it's a complete balance what the Lord has given us. So so the hand is complete to the degree it is connected to the body. That means it is dependent upon the body. All the emanations are dependent on the Lord. So to the degree it remains dependent on the body, it can work very perfectly. It can work very efficiently. Nowadays, everybody wants to be independent. You know, therefore, there are so many relationships break, even the husband-wife relationships, or everybody, even when we guide people, or even the brahmacharis want to remain an independent life. It's very easy to be independent. But being independent, we cannot perform our function perfectly. If we want to act perfectly, then we have to be dependent upon Krishna. So similarly, we can give another example of a leaf or a fruit. Leaf or a fruit, it can function nicely to the degree it is connected to the tree. The moment it is disconnected from the tree, then it will lose its energies. It will become unhealthy. So here we can conclude that emanations are complete if they are dependently complete, and the Lord is independently complete. This is a difference between the complete whole and the emanations coming from the complete whole. So emanations are complete, or the units are complete, and the complete whole is also complete. Complete whole is independently complete, and emanations are dependently complete. So soul is perfect. So soul is perfect and complete to serve Krishna. It doesn't need any other kind of facilities to serve Krishna. So the soul is in the body, and the body, it is dependent on the food. The body is dependent on the sunlight. The body is dependent on the water. So one way we are saying that the soul is complete to perform its function, that is self-realization. And but the soul is dependent on the body, and the body is dependent on the sunlight, the food, so many things it is dependent upon. So the body is dependent upon only those things which are emanations of God. Body doesn't need to depend on the emanations coming from the inventions of scientists or inventions of a man. It doesn't need those emanations. The body is dependent, in one sense, the body is dependent on emanations of God. So in that sense, it is dependent completely on God only. So the body is perfect to perform its function, that is self-realization, by being dependent upon God-gifted things, not on man-given things. God-gifted things are enough for the self-realization, because the soul has the ability for self-realization. It's not like that it needs things of this world to get the self-realization. The ability for self-realization is there in the soul. Just like a child has the ability to walk, just by some practice, the child is able to walk. Similarly, the soul has the ability to have the self-realization. It doesn't need external things for self-realization. So similarly, to achieve self-realization, we don't have to depend on anything else but only on the emanations of God. And the ability for self-realization, that means the ability to understand shastras, ability to serve devotees, this is there already in the soul. Only thing is, it has to be taken out. That is the meaning of education. Education means, education word come from the word educare. Educare means to take out what is within. So it's already there. The ability for self-realization is already there. It has to be taken out. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kagunay Shravana Adi Shuddha Chitte Karaya Udaya. The love of Krishna is already there in the heart of every soul. Sometimes some devotees, when they don't become devotees, you know, after so much preaching, we become frustrated. What happened? You know, it's not, I'm preaching, trying to make him a devotee, he's not changing. But it's already there, the love of Krishna is there in his heart. It will come out. But we have to continue to perform our endeavor, because that ability to love Krishna is there in every soul. So emanations of the God are dependently complete, and God is independently complete. And emanations of man are dependent and incomplete. So this is a difference between things coming from the God and the God and the emanations of man. And Mayavadi, they twist and turn this verse, and they say that they talk about the Krishna's form. They say, if you say Krishna has a form, you are limiting Krishna. Mayavadi say like that. And one of the aspects of Krishna's form is that Krishna should have a form. That is one of the aspects of form. How is it possible the emanations that are coming from Krishna have a form, but Krishna doesn't have a form? That's not possible. If the emanations coming from God has a form, but Krishna doesn't have a form, how is it possible? It's not possible. So, Mayavadi say that by putting form to Krishna, you are limiting Krishna. Because the Mayavadis, they don't have a conception of a transcendental form. They think Krishna has a material form. And we agree, because the material form has a limitations. So transcendental form, they can't conceive of. So therefore Mayavadi say, if you put form on Krishna, then you are limiting Krishna. And one of the graphic example of Krishna's form is Mother Yashoda trying to bind Krishna. And Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, and as we know that Krishna's form was not being bound. Same Mother Yashoda, when Krishna was born, she bind Krishna with a black thread near his waist. It's generally a Vedic system in the Vedic culture that when the child is born, they used to tie a black kind of a thread near the waist. So that time Mother Yashoda could bind Krishna. But now when Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna, she is not able to bind Krishna's form, and the ropes are becoming always 2 fingers short. And one of the acharyas, they explain that the rope was so big, it was almost 900 kilometers. Rope was such big, maybe from here till, you can say, almost near Kolkata. If you're sitting here in such a big rope, so you can imagine that how Krishna's form is not ordinary form. Krishna's form is a transcendental form. And so Krishna's form is unlimited. So another aspect, one of the aspect of this Om Purnamada Purnamidam verse is that materially, if you say 1 minus 1 equal to 0, but if something is coming from Krishna, to understand this verse scientifically very easy, mathematically, you try to understand 1 plus 1 equal to 1. Something is added in Krishna equal to Krishna, Jim is the same. And 1 minus 1 equal to 1 only. If something is coming from Krishna, then it's not like Krishna loses his existence. Krishna becomes zero. Not like that. So this is a sutra to understand the Purnamidam verse, or this verse that, or the today's verse. And Srila Prabhupada talks about that how Krishna's form is real. It is not an imaginary form. Some people say that, Krishna Krishna's form is Maya. Krishna accepts a form, but it is just Maya. It is not a real form. Krishna doesn't have a form. And they say that because you have a form, therefore you are trying to put form on Krishna. This is called anthropomorphism. Anthropomorphism means we identify others with ourselves. Because I have a form, so therefore Krishna should also have a form. And another concept is that zoomorphism. Zoomorphism means that there are certain animals which we perceive and we put those forms on Krishna. Krishna may be a pig, or Krishna may be in the form of a lion. So these forms, or the Krishna may be a fish, because we perceive these forms, so we try to put these forms on Krishna. But these forms are always existing in the spiritual world, and there are different planets for these forms. Already in the Vaikuntha planets, there are already Vaikuntha planets, like there is a planet for Lord Varaha, there is a planet for Lord Narsingadev, there is a planet, different planets are already, always, all these forms, and already these forms are existing. The planets are already existing. It's not like Krishna came up in the existence, then he was killed through an arrow, and then he was just vanished. So these forms are always existing. There is a loka of the Lord Ram, there is a loka of Lord Chaitanya. So there is no... So all these forms are transcendentally always existing. So there is no competition in the Ram Bhakta and the Krishna Bhakta. They can't say, okay, Ram came first, Krishna came late, so let me chant Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, I'll chant Hare Krishna later. No, not like that. There is no competition regarding this. Because all the forms are transcendental, and as our constitutional position is revealed, we feel satisfied in serving all these forms. Because all these forms are transcendental forms. And you feel completely, fully satisfied because you're situated in your constitutional position as a servant of Krishna. So there is no need of competition among devotees, because soul is situated in its constitutional position and it is completely satisfied, whatever transcendental form it may be serving. Therefore, we respect all the four sampradayas. And if you are feeling any incompleteness, if you are feeling any kind of dissatisfaction, or we are feeling any kind of hollowness, because we are disconnected from the whole. We are part, and Krishna is the complete whole. And to be satisfied, to be happy, we have to be connected to the whole. And Srila Prabhupada says that in the purport, that there is a complete facility for the small complete units, namely the living beings, to realize the complete, and all form of incompleteness are experienced only on account of incomplete knowledge of the complete. So because of having an incomplete knowledge of the complete, we feel incompleteness. we feel dissatisfaction, we feel hollowness. But the devotee, he is greatly happy. Devotee is greatly satisfied. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shochati na kanchati. So there is a so we are feeling incompleteness because we are disconnected from the complete. To be happy, to be satisfied, we have to connect to the complete. So therefore, the entire scientific invention which is there, it is a sign. Actually, all the scientific inventions we don't need, because soul is satisfied. Soul, to be self-realized, it has been given all the facilities by the God. It doesn't need so many scientific advancement, scientific arrangement, scientific things, scientific gadgets, you know. So, so when we hanker for the scientific things or so many gifts, gadgets, that means there is some kind of incompleteness. There is some kind of dissatisfaction in the heart. And as we know that in the entire world, this smartphone has created such a great disturbance even among the society of devotees. And now we are running this new Bhakta program in our ashram. And whenever so many devotees come, they all come with their smartphones, and we tell them, you are not allowed to use the phone. And then they say, I will not stay here then. Don't want to stay, because they are so attached to this. They think that without this, they cannot develop self-realization. No, no, Prabhuji, I need the smartphone because I want to hear lectures, I want to hear this, I want to hear this. And in the name of hearing those things, you know, then we become deviated. Just like one devotee was explaining that in the pastime of Bharat Maharaj became attached to the deer. Just remove the deer and put the smartphone there. Some modern deer which can deviate us from the path back to Godhead. So, so there is a way to be happy, and the way to be happy is to develop that connection to Krishna. Relationship with Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Peme Sadhya Kabu Noe Shavana Adi Shuddha Chite Kare Uda. Then one can feel all kind of completeness. Whatever incompleteness, dissatisfaction, hollowness we are feeling, because the hand is disconnected from the complete whole. So whatever the Lord does is all complete. Lord is complete and His arrangements are complete. Lord is perfect and His arrangements are also perfect. Whatever arrangements the Lord is making in our life, they are complete and perfect. Just like we are in Vrindavan right now and there is so much cold. We should never say, oh, it's too cold. How if the weather would have been little less colder, then I would have come to Mangalati, I would have done this, I would have done that. No, it's perfect and complete because Lord's arrangements are complete. People who are coming around us, we are serving with, we are coming in touch with, they are complete and perfect. So whatever arrangements Krishna is making in our life, whatever circumstances are coming in our life, they are complete and perfect. Just like there is a small story of a man who was a believer of God. And he had his friend who was not a believer of God. And this non-believer sometime used to go to his friend to speak his heart. So one of the day, this non-believer went to a city and he brought two horses. And out of his happiness, he goes to his friend and tell him, you know, I have got two horses. Isn't it a good thing? And the believer of God, he said, good luck, bad luck, who knows? And that this person goes away. And then, after a few days, out of those two horses, one of the horse ran away. And this non-believer goes to his friend and tells him, you know, there is a bad news.
He said, "What happened?" He said, "I bought those two horses and one of the horse just went away." And this believer of God says that good luck, bad luck, who knows. And then after a few days, that one horse who ran away, he brought one more horse with him. And there came three horses. And this non-believer became so happy and he goes out of his happiness and goes to his friend and tell him that, "You know, I've got one more horse, that horse who went away, he brought one more horse. Such a good news." He said, "Good news, bad news, who knows." And after a few days, this non-believer, he was training those horses. And while training those horses, he fell from the horse and break his hand. And goes to his friend somehow crawling and tell him that, "You know, just see, such a bad news. I fell from the horse and such a bad news." Good news, bad news, who knows. And after a few days, in that country, there was a recruitment by the military. Whoever young people were there, they had to be recruited to fight against the enemies. And they came to him also, and then they saw his hand was broken, and they didn't recruit him. And he was so happy that, "Oh, I've been saved from going to the military." And then this man, he goes to his friend and he says, "Is there such a good news?" He said, "Good news, bad news, who knows." And then that day it struck to him, the last day it struck to him that, "Yes, whatever is happening is actually, it's happening perfect with me. Because Lord is complete, Lord is perfect, and whatever the Lord is doing is all perfect." So we should not try to change the Lord's arrangements, Lord's plans, and scientific advancement is all what it is doing is just, you know, interfering in the Lord's arrangement. So we should try to as much connect to Krishna's arrangement. Whatever arrangement Krishna is making, try to be always aligned with those arrangements. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.